Okay, we're on Daf Lamed He, Ahmed Aleph, Daf Bay, sorry, and we're by the two dots. So, Nimtza, I forgot one of the things I wanted to do actually. I wanted to look at the Tsefta and see, because we're back to the Tsefta. The Tsefta over here with regards to telling what happened over there when they came into Eretz Yisrael. So, Nimtza's Otar Oimer. It's found that you say, I mean, if you think about it, right, Shloisha, there are three mine types, here means more like sets of avonim, hayu, of stones there were. Okay, we're going to explain. Yeah, so the echad, first set number one, shehekim, that he erected Moshe, but Eretz Moav, on Eretz Moav. Okay, so this actually, the Tosefta says, it was on the Sfas of the Yardain. Yeah, so it's basically just on the but obviously on the east side. Right, so on the east side of the Yardain, he set up 12 stones. Shenema, we're going to learn it from a Gezeirah Shava, because it doesn't say in the Torah explicitly that Moshe Rabbeinu ever erected any stones. So it says, so this is the beginning of Devarim. It says, Be'eber Yardain, on the other side of the river, right? So, right, there's an interesting Rashi over here. If you look on, if you look across, Right for where we are now, kind of, and he says, Hermid Moshe Be'eber Yarden Ba'avas Moav. You see this Rashi over here? So let's read this. It's kind of like simple, but it's nice to hear it. The Tana de Braisa means that the author of the Braisa, Kikoi, when he's standing Be'eretz Canaan, when he's in Eretz Canaan, which is Eretz Yisrael, Kori Eva HaMizrach, he calls the east side Eva HaYarden. It calls it the other side of the river. V'chikai, ba'arvas moav, but if a person's still in Chutz Laretz, yeah, or b'shar masa'ois, or at any time that it was in the midbar, kari eretz kanan, we call eretz kanan, eva ha'yardein, right? V'hu eva ha'maravi. So eva ha'yardein is wherever you are. So on the other side of the river. So it depends where you are. So now over here, since even though Moshe Rabbeinu was in Arvas Moav, nevertheless, since the Tanna of the Brisa was writing this Brisa, and he was in Eretz Canaan, right? So therefore, he calls it Eva.
Is it, I mean, this is a pasuk, isn't it? It's a Devar.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. It's a good point. Shehemid Moshe Be'eber Yarden Ba'aretz. Ah, so you see, Rashi's got a different gersa. You see that? That makes sense. Rashi's going on his gersa. True, because with the pasuk, yeah, true. But I suppose the Shem's in Eretz Yisrael then. It seems, yeah, good point. But yeah, so you see Rashi's got a different gersa over here, because he's specifically speaking about the Tana, not the pasuk. Yeah, very good, Yisrael. Okay, Be'eber Yardin, Be'eretz Moav, Hoil Moshe Be'er. So this is talking about when Moshe Rabbeinu, when they're on the bank of the Jordan, on the right hand side, he started giving over the Torah, and it says Be'er, right? He started to explain the Torah. So this is going to be, this word Be'er is going to be used as a Gezeirah Shava. Okay, the Goyma Ula Halon Huaymer. It says later on in Parshas Kisavoy, and this is writing about the stones on Har Grizim or Har Eval. The Ksav to Alehen, you should write upon them, Kol Divrei Torah, all of the words of the Torah, right? Hazois, and the pasuk continues. It says Be'er Heitev, right? So the Asya, it comes from a Gezeirah Shava, Be'er, right? It's just right. So therefore, we've just now learnt. So the focus over here is the one that Moshe Rabbeinu did on the edge of the Jordan River on the east side. Now number two. Meaning the second set, right? Ve'echad shehekim Yeshua b'toch yardein, and this is what Yisrael said in the Chabura, but it's clear from this Brisa that there was it was two different sets of stones. Yeah, shenema, yeah, shteim esrei avonim. There was 12 stones hekim Yeshua b'toch yardein. Yeshua set up in the yardein. Okay, now set number three. Ve'echad shehekim beGilgal, and it's one set that they set up for good in Gilgal when the Shenema, the Eshteim Esrei Avonim, the 12 stones, he let Asher Lokko, the which they took, the goyim. Okay.
They took from the yard and they carried it back to Gilgal?
Yes. And in the, they actually took it to Har Eival, which we know, yeah, and they built a Mizbeach, and then they wrote the Torah on it, and right, but we, I think we're going to speak about that now. But that's, yes. So, Tanur Rabbanan. So now, this is set number three. Ketzad Kosfu Yisrael es Torah. How did Yisrael write the Torah on these stones? Okay? We know they've written in Be'er Heitev, it was in 70 Lashonos, yeah? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Al Gabe Avonim Kosvua. They wrote it on the stones. Okay? Sounds, makes sense. Shinema V'ksavto Al Avonim. You should write upon the Avonim as Kol Divriya Torah Hazois. All of this Divrei Torah Hazois, and we said Behetiv in 70 Lashonos. We're going there. Now, this is a bit strange, which someone's going to take an issue with this. You have Achakach, and after they've written the Torah on these stones, Sodu Oisoi Oisan Besid. They coated it with lime, right? Sid is like the white paint that we have in. Yes, strange. Yes. So Rabbi Shimon jumps in straight away. He says, Amalo Rabbi Shimon, says Rabbi Shimon. It says, according to your words, Rabbi Yehuda, heich, how, lomdu, did he learn, umois, the nations, shall oisoi, zman, of that time, Torah. I mean, how this, you're writing it in seven, you know, a nice, good translation, in seven, any lashon that you need, but then the, you paint over it with Sid, so how can you read it? What's the point?
You can't see it.
Yeah.
Well, okay, but that's an answer. But it sounds like Rebbe should not understand like that. You see from the answer that they couldn't see it. Amaloi. So Rebbe Yehuda replies. He says, no, Bina Yaseira, you know, great understanding, Nosan Behem, Hashem placed a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the Goyim, Vashigru, and they sent, yeah, Notirin. They sent their, Notirin means the scribes. Right, I wonder if it's related to the word notary. I don't know. Right, the notarian. But anyway, they sent their scribes, Shelahem, the Kilfu, as I said, and they peeled off the Sid. Was that? No. They looked at the stones. No, they peeled off the Sid. Let me read the next word.
No.
Vehisiyuhu. Vehisiyu. But and so Rashi explains that it means they basically they copied it onto a piece of paper. No, they basically threw the Sid off. They just chipped the Sid off, threw it away. Yeah, and then they looked at the stones, and then they just basically copied. Yes. So you've got your language. You know, you say, oh, I don't understand that. And you get to the. Language 53, oh, that's our language. And then we write it down, and then they go share it around. Well, and
what's
they...
the point of the Sid?
Good question.
Why?
Yes. Yes.
That's the answer.
No, it's good. So the Gemara is also going to ask this as well. But it's not the next word. We have to go a little bit further. And I don't know if it's going to answer that, but it's going to make...
I don't answer the question of the... Why do they need to learn Torah?
Well, that's the whole point. Well, you look at Toysfus. The question is, Toysfus has a question. They already learned Torah before anyway.
Well, in fact, it was written in
the Shumi for their sake. Yes.
Huh?
Your answer, yeah, it's correct. Ephraim, you're correct. But that is also going to become apparent in the continuation of the Gemara as well. The point that you're alluding to. Yeah. Are we going to prove that just a prime's right?
You tell
something at the end. Al Dover Zet. Look at this. Right. No. Yeah, that's what they asked. Yes, I agree. No, so let's see the Sid. So it could be, this is part of the answer, but you probably won't accept it, but there could be a little bit of a petach to answer the continuation. Now, Va'al Dover Zet, Nischotem Gazar Dinom. From this matter, meaning the Torah being written on the stones, it was sealed, right? Nischate means sealed. Gezar dinam, their final judgment. Lever shachas, to bear normally means a well, but here I think it means a pit of shachas, to the pit of destruction, which means hell. Gehenom, right? The bear shachas. Shahayo lahem, here, the little mode. they're supposed to learn. No, a little what? The Lolindu. Okay, but you normally thought Yunin if it's right, if it's Lulamid. I don't know, whatever. But they got it. There was accountability over here. So this gave them accountability. Now. Okay, good. There's a choice for us. Look at choice. Listen, if you feel like you can't carry on, read choice for us and ignore me. If you want to listen, then we can. Right. So Rebbe Shimon.
But they sent their messages. They have it. What do you mean they didn't?
The hope. But I mean they had the ability to do it. And they didn't.
They did, though.
No.
Did they say that they sent
it? So that's what you want to say. You were Lindu, but they didn't learn.
They read it. They didn't do anything.
Yes. Yeah. Whatever. So Rebbe Shimon Oymer. So no. So he says, "Al Gabi Sid Kosovuho." Right. Here we go. Phew. Okay. The last questions now. They wrote it on top of the Sid.
Ah.
Right. Because.
Bnei Yisrael,
when they wrote it, first they erected the stones. Then they painted them with Sid, which is lime, which is very white. Mm-hmm. Right? And if you want to write on stones, can you see what's written on stones so easily? No. So what you got to put Sid on first, and get a nice white background, and then you write on it. And that's the way it should be done.
They didn't
carve it in? No. It doesn't say
chok. So they wrote the old stones.
Jews are always ahead of the time. Ahead of the times. See this. Kosvul ahen, right? Kosvul ahen lamata. Now, this is another thing. So this, in addition to writing the whole Torah, yeah? They wrote the following, lamata, underneath. Laman asher lo yilmadu. In order that you shouldn't teach Eschem, last or is kichol. Right, this is basically the reason you've got to kill all the seven nations, right? Is because we don't want to learn to do avodah zarah like them, right? We goyma. So basically, there's nothing. We have no problem with Palestinians. Wow. We just have a problem with them in Palestine. If we put them to somewhere else, it will be fine. This is an old thought. Yeah. Anyway, so right. Halamata, you learn. She'im hayu choizim b'tshuva. So this is talking about the Kanaanim in Chutz Laretz. If the Kanaanim in Chutz Laretz would be choizim b'tshuva, hayu mekabelin oison, we would accept them. I mean, there's no mitzvah to go out, right, to kill a Kanaani in Dubai. Right? There's no reason to do that. Okay? So now, Amar Rava, Bar Shila, my time at Rabbi Shimon. What's the reason of Rabbi Shimon? But we all kind of agree with what Rabbi Shimon said, right? So, Dechsev, so he was the one he said they wrote up on the Sid, right? It says, Vahayu Omim, and they will be, this is Yeshaya now, and they will be the nations, Misrafois will be burnt up because of Sid, right? Al Iske Sid. They were punished because they ignored what was written on the Sid. Right? It was written on the Sid, and there's accountability, and they didn't do that, so they're going to get burnt. Now, how's Rabbi Yehuda going to learn that? Because the Sid didn't really help them learn or accountability. In fact, it made it more difficult. Yeah, it was what's Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda? How's Rabbi Yehuda going to explain that? So Rabbi Yehuda says, Ki Sid. No, it's similar in nature to the Sid. Right, Ma Sid Ein Lutikona Sid in the processing of Sid, right? That we have to attack in it to fix it. Ella Srefa, you need a furnace, you have to burn it, right? Af Oisom Hakusim, those Kusim, also Ein Lahem, some people different verses that, right? Ein Lahem Tikona Ella Srefa. The only way you can fix them is Srefa. We're just going to finish with three more lines or so.
I mean, I can't think. With Sid and to come.
Basically, you've got to destroy them. There's no.
Sid, no. What do you mean?
When you process lime,
yeah,
this Sid, part of the process is you have to use a lot of high heat. Oh. Okay, Kaman Azlaha. Who does the following brighter go like? The Tana, because the Tanya, it says, which this is talking about Aishas Yafas Toa, right? And so Rashi says it's in a Milchomas Rishus. This is talking about when. the king, we're in charge of Israel, and we decide to expend our lands, and we go out and we make a war, and if a person would get a captive, the Shavisa Shivyo, the rabbis come into, and this is talking about you take a wife, the rabbis, Kananim, that you can even find a nice Kanani woman, Shabachutz Loretz. Yeah, im choizim b'tshuva. If they're, you know, want to be, if she wants to be megaya, mekabel no son, it's fine. I know a nice guy who's married to Kanani. But Kiman, who's this going like? It's going Rebbe Shimon, because according to Rebbe Yehuda, it sounds like he would say that you have to burn the wall. Shkoyach.